Proclamation number 4952 of 18th of August, 1950. Unlimited grant of grace. Effectiveness. You will be granted a full measure of grace as long as you live on earth. And therefore no one will be able to say that he was meagerly provided for by me so that the light of realization was not perceptible. I step into every person's path and point him to the truth, which he will always accept if he has the will to ascend. In every situation of life he is offered the opportunity to enter the path of love, which inevitably leads to knowledge. The whole of earthly life shows a chain of gifts of grace, aids which my love continuously gives to him so that he fulfills his purpose of earthly life. No one needs to pass by when I want to bestow my grace upon him. He only needs to open his heart and receive the gifts of grace. He only needs to use his will in the right way and the grace I bestow upon him unmeasured will become effective so that he will become blissfully happy. The human being need not possess comprehensive wisdom but only live according to my will, which even the most simple person can recognize because it is placed in his heart what is good and what is evil. Even the most simple-minded person can listen to the voice of conscience and heed it. He can be good or evil from within. He does not lack the knowledge for it as long as he does not silence the voice within himself by consciously transgressing my commandment. Anyone who is bad also knows it, even if he tries to justify his wickedness or to conceal it. This person, too, will be able to experience my grace. He, too, will be placed in situations where he can reflect on himself and change. Then I will stand by his path again and hold out a measure of grace to him, but his will alone decides whether grace will take effect on him. Full realization, however, presupposes a willingness to make use of my grant of grace. It presupposes an opening of the heart to my flow of grace which then, however, will also take effect in such a way that the human being will be transferred from the state of ignorance into brightest light. Only a person who is active in love will ever possess full knowledge, who has therefore given up all resistance and therefore also fills my allocation of grace and exposes himself to its effect. Every person receives grace, whether he is good or evil. But it does not find any resistance in the good person, whereas the evil person is still full of resistance against me and therefore does not accept my gift either. Yet I will not give meagerly to anyone because all people are my living creations whom I love and want to win for myself forever. Yet I make the effectiveness of my grace dependent on the human being's will, otherwise it will not be a blessing for him. Amen.